but the defensive line, front seven, has really performed well, Cam. Is it overrated sometimes, the sack stat?
Who's doing the overrating?
Well, you see, when they say you have zero sacks, but I think Pro Football Focus rated you as the number one defensive player on the field last week.
Well, you got to talk to them about that. But at the end of the day, you want to go out there and affect the game. You know, whatever way it has to be. If it's sack, it's sack. If it's not, it's not. You got to do whatever you can. So I know as a front, obviously, you know, sack is a finished play. But if you're affecting the game, then, you know, it might not show up in, you know, that column. But, you know, I think the other team will feel it as long as you you execute your job.
How are you? Do you feel like it's a lot better to go for you this season? I mean, obviously, you've been rushing the quarterbacks. You've been run defense has been solid.
Well, I want to go out there and do my job. I mean, and sometimes it's getting sacked, sometimes it's not. So, you know, as far as that's concerned, that's you know, more as a something you have to ask upstairs guys as far as, you know, how I'm doing. But I think when you come out with a W, everything feels a little better. So, you know, we didn't do enough, obviously, last week, and we got to make sure we do it this week.
Cam, how important is this week for you, just considering how close you guys were last week and just getting back in the win column here?
Losing is always frustrating. And obviously, you know, having a game so close in your grasp, it's even tougher. So, obviously, that's all behind us now. I mean, we literally stopped thinking about the Jets a day and a half ago. We 48 hours, I think, about until we leave to go to Arizona. So it's going to be a big week for us, not just on defense, but both sides of the ball, kind of get back in the swing of things and get those W's in the win column.
They've certainly got some talented players on offense. What's the big key for you guys this week?
Keeping the explosive plays down, you know. Another game, like you said, we have players who can kind of get it in chunks. You know, you might do well this series, do well again, but then you turn your back and all of a sudden, you know, they're putting points on the board. So it's another one of those games where you got to stay on top of your keys, you know, make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do. Don't try to do somebody else's job. And I think when we do that, we're tough to beat.
Cam, can you talk about Larry Fitzgerald and what he does so well and why he's so tough to stop?
Well, he's one of those guys I talk about, you know, being a chunk player. You know, he can grab it all in one play, you know, and as a defense, you have to make sure you do whatever you can to keep that from happening. And if it's a front, you know, you got up there and make sure the guy who's delivering the ball is uncomfortable. And I know the guys in the back end are working really hard at, you know, doing whatever they can to stop him as well.